Before I read the passage of Scripture today, I want to share a little bit about how I do my introductions in the Crossbridge service.
在我念今天的经文之前，我想要跟你们分享一下我在英语堂是怎么样子开场的。
I try and use the introduction as an opportunity to connect where you're coming from and your thinking to the text and the message that God has for you from the Scriptures.
我通常是利用开场白帮助会众在从你现在的这个立场来跟我们的经文做连结。
So I often ask an introductory question.
所以我通常都会问一个开场的一个问题。
And then we have a roving microphone and I go around and the ushers put it in somebody's face and then they answer the question if they want to answer the question.
所以通常我会请招待会拿着麦克风在会众当场在绕希望问一个问题会众能够自愿回答。
And we're going to do that in just a moment.
所以我们待会儿就会试着用这个方式来开场。
So get ready.
所以请你们要准备好。
You can't just sit there and listen.
你不能只是坐在那里听而已。
You have to participate.
必须要一起参与。
But before I ask you the question, I need to share with you that today's question is probably the strangest question I have asked since coming to this church.
在我还没问这个问题之前呢，我要先跟你坦白，我今天问的这个问题大概是我有史以来问最奇怪的一个问题。
Are you ready for it?
所以准备好了吗？
Some of you aren't going to know what the question is even after I say it.
也许你们就算准备好了，你们也许还是听不太懂我的问题。
So I promise that after I ask the question, I'm going to show a little video so that you'll know what I meant when I asked you the question.
所以我向你保证，我等一下问完问题，我会给你看一个影片，也许你就会比较清楚这问题。
So here's the question.
所以问题来了。If
you had a squirrel suit, which mountain would you fly over?
你要是穿一件飞天鼠的装备装的话，你会选择哪一个山脉飞越过去？
Now some of you are wondering, what's a squirrel suit?
到底飞天鼠装是什么？
This is a squirrel suit.
你看这个就是。
Give it up. Uno. 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 Late. Uno. Uno. Late. Go, go. Is okay the rhythm? Uno. 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 Profit.
We go.
Let's have our ushers who have the roving microphones come around, and a few of you, I'd especially like to hear from our youth, can tell me what mountain you would like to fly over.
So 我请招待能够将麦克风举高一点，让有答案的人请回答，特别是青少年，你想要飞越过哪一个山脉、山崖？
Anybody want to tell us what mountain you'd fly over?
哪一座山?
Raise your hand.
Mount
you have a microphone?
Everest.
Mount Everest. Himalayasan.
Okay.
The Himalayas.
The Himalayas.
Okay, in the Himalayas. Someone else? What mountain would you like to fly over?
哪一座山?
Anybody else? Here we go over here. Wait, you're on the microphone.
张家界天门山.
张家界天门山. A mountain in China.
I would have never guessed that one.
Mount Kinabalu.
Oh, Avatar is made there.
Oh, okay. Hi, Ona.
You're all
Mount
mountains.
Mount Kinabalu.
Say it again.
Mount Kinabalu.
Mount Himabalu.
Oh, 我不知道怎么用中文. Yeah.
don't know how to
we don't know that,
that
one, but that, that's a good
Chinese.
One, I'm sure. Someone else, one last person. Let me hear your answer.
最后一位。
Mount Washington.
Mount Washington, okay.
Washington.
All right.
That's one you should be able to translate.
Washington.
Well, if you ask me that question, then I won't say Mount Pilatus in Switzerland.
你要是问我这个问题的话, 我不会说是在瑞士的这个皮拉图斯山。
I won't say any of my favorite mountains in Hawaii.
我也不会说任何一个我很喜欢在夏威夷的山。
Mauna Kea.
Mauna Kea.
Mauna Loa.
Mauna Loa.
Haleakala.
Haleakala.
Wow, that was great. No, the mountain that I would fly over is not a geographical mountain.
我想要飞越的其实并不是一个地理形式上的山脉。
No, instead, it's a passage of scripture.
其实是
It's a passage of scripture where you see the peak of the meaning of the message that God has for us today. Now, when I think about a passage of scripture that's a peak, I'm sure a lot of you think you know which passage I'm talking about.
当我说到我想要有一个很圣经的经文，它有一个尖峰高。 很重要的一段经文，你大概能够想到是哪一段？
A lot of you are thinking, of course, he means John 3:16.
很多人去想，当然就是约翰福音3:16节。
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world.
我会背中文的，我不会背英文的。哦，不好意思。 For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But that's not it.
但这不是只是这样。
As remarkable as that passage is,
不管这一段经文多么的棒,
as amazing as that passage is,
多么的奇妙,
it tells us how it is right now we can receive eternal life.
它当下就告诉我们我们怎么样子能够得到神的永生命。
That passage is not the pinnacle of the New Testament. No, brothers and sisters, there is a higher peak. There is a higher mountain. There is a passage that is even more important than John
3:16.
It is a passage where you can see the majesty and the holiness of God. And the amazing power and love and forgiveness of our Savior. And that passage is our passage today. Romans chapter 8.
罗马福音第八章,
verses 1 through 4.
1到4节.
Listen as I read the passage.
你听我们来念。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的。
In order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
使律法的意义就成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
Now these four verses are so important.
这四段经句很重要。
They're so majestic.
非常的雄伟。
They're so grand.
非常的威严。
Because they answer not one, but two very, very important questions.
因为他回答了不止一个问题，是两个重要的问题。
And these questions have relevance to your life today.
而这两个问题其实跟我们的生命息息相关。
What's the first question?
所以第一个问题是什么呢?
The first question is, how can I be forgiven?
第一个问题就是我要怎么样才能够得到赦免。
But the second question is equally important.
第二个问题也同样的重要。
How can I change?
那我要怎么改变?
How can I be the person God wants me to be?
我要怎么变成神要我成为的人呢?
How can I live the life that God wants me to live as a Christian?
我要怎么样子活才能够活出神要我活的样式?
So let's take a look at the first question.
所以我们一起来查看这第一个问题。
How can I be forgiven?
我要怎么样子才获得赦免?
Now if you look at the text in verse 1, you will see that it focuses in on forgiveness from the standpoint of not being under condemnation.
所以你要是看这第经节第一句，它其实并不是把它解释在定罪这个上面。
And it says something amazing.
它其实说了一件很奇妙的事。
It says that if you are in Christ, you're not condemned.
重点是你要是在基督耶稣里，你就不被定罪了。
Now, let's be honest today.
我们大家很诚实地来看这件事。
Regardless of whether or not you're a Christian or whether you haven't yet come to believe in Jesus,
不管你还不是基督徒，或是你不是基督徒。
I bet there's some time in your life where you don't feel forgiven.
我相信在你生命某一段时间，你一定觉得你没有受到备受原谅或赦免。
But worse than that, sometimes you actually feel condemned.
比那更糟糕的，不是只是没有被原谅，而是你觉得你没有被赦免。
You feel condemned before God.
你觉得你被定罪了，你觉得你在神的面前被定罪了。
And that's why you're afraid to pray.
因为这样，所以你不敢祷告。
And you feel condemned before other people.
你感觉到你在众人面前也被定罪。
And that's why you're afraid to open your mouth about Jesus.
所以你不敢开口诉说神耶稣的故事。
I think there's three reasons why you feel condemned today.
我觉得我们有三个理由为什么我们觉得被定罪。
There's three possibilities.
有三个可能性。
Here's the first.
第一,
Why do you feel condemned?
为什么觉得被定罪呢?
It's because of your sin.
是因为我们的罪。
You know that even if you're a Christian, you sometimes sin.
因为我们知道，虽然我们是基督徒，但我们还是会犯错。
You know that there's something that you shouldn't have done that you did.
你知道其实不应该做的，但我们还是做了。
And you know that there's something that you should have done that you didn't do.
你觉得你应该做的，但没有做。
And you scratch your head and you wonder, if I'm a Christian, how could I have done that?
你有甚至抓头想说怎么会这样呢？我是基督徒哎。
Now, as a pastor, I often find that people come and they're willing to share with me why it is that they had this guilty feeling.
身为一个牧师，常常有人会来向我询问，我就能够帮他们回答为什么会有这种罪恶感。
And I appreciate the fact that people are willing to open up.
我非常感谢这些人愿意向我倾心。
I praise the Lord that they feel comfortable opening up and confessing to me their deep, dark secrets.
我感谢神，这些人愿意来到我面前，向我敞开他们内心深处的罪恶感。
I remember one time when I was the English pastor at Friendship Presbyterian Church in Taipei, Taiwan.
我记得有一天我在信友堂台北台湾的信友堂当英语堂的牧师。
One of the sisters in the church came up to speak to me.
有一个姐妹，她就上到前面来跟我说。
And she said, Pastor, I have something to confess.
她跟我说，牧师，我想要向你承认一件事。
And I said, What is it?
我问她是什么。
And she said, Well, I'm a Christian.
她说我是基督徒。
And I have a boyfriend.
我有一个男朋友。
And he's not a Christian.
但他不是基督徒。
And we slipped.
我们不小心做错了一些事。
We sinned.
我们犯罪了。
Not once.
并没有一次。
But three times.
那是我们三次。
And then she told me more.
她跟我讲更多相关的事情。
She said, every single time we slipped, I got pregnant.
我们每一次有亲密关系的时候，这三次我都怀孕了。
But she said, it's worse than that.
但她跟我讲说更糟的事。
Every time we slipped, I got pregnant.
每次亲密之后我就怀孕。
And every time I got pregnant, I had an abortion.
每怀孕一次我就去堕胎一次。
Because I didn't want my parents to know.
因为我不想要我父母亲知道。
And I didn't want my church to know.
而且我不想要让我教会知道。
And I didn't want anybody else to know.
我不想要世界上任何一个人知道。
And I come to church week after week after week.
我每一天，每一周都来教会。
And I can't seem to shake that guilty feeling of what I've done.
然后每来教会一次，我罪恶感又深重一次。
Well, I have a problem with that.
身为一个牧师，我觉得我对这件事情有一个看法。
I bet you have a problem with that too.
我觉得你大概也没有办法像我一样认同这件事。
A Christian slipping three times?
作为一个基督徒居然犯了三次错误。
And then having three abortions?
然后三次后又堕胎三次。
But actually, that's not what my problem is.
其实我对这整件事情有意见的并不是这些。
Sin is a possibility for us as Christians, and it's a possibility for those of you who haven't believed in Jesus yet.
这些犯错误对于基督徒来讲其实是很正常的事。
No, let me tell you what I have a problem with.
让我告诉你我有意见的是什么。
I have a problem with the fact that she couldn't shake her guilty feeling.
我有意见的是在这整个过程她没有办法把这个罪恶感抹去。
She had repented.
她已经认错了。
She told her boyfriend, no more.
她跟她的男朋友说不行了。
And she was seeking to come into the presence of God and to receive all that Jesus Christ has to give to her.
她每一次都尝试到神的面前来求神能够赦免她。
But she let her feelings be ultimate truth and ultimate reality.
她也接受了神的赦免，但是她让她的感受 掌管了他当时现实,
rather than the word of God from Romans 8. 但他没有让罗马书第四章这四段来掌管他的生命。 Because those verses tell her that if you are in Christ, there is no condemnation.
因为那四句第一句说要是你在耶稣里你就不被定罪了。
No matter what you've done,
不管你过去做了什么,
there is no condemnation.
就没有被定罪了。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
That's amazingly good news.
是一个奇妙的福音。
Let me speak to some of you brothers here directly today.
我想要很直接地跟在场的弟兄说。
I know that many of you feel condemned today.
我知道诸位在现在感觉到被定罪。
And I appreciate the fact that you've let me know that.
我也很感谢很多你们当中很多人都跟我分享。
And the reason why many of you feel condemned today is because many of you are addicted to internet pornography.
你们之所以感觉到被定罪，很多人是因为你们对网络上的色情上瘾了。This
is a great problem in the church today.
这是一个非常在教会当中很大的一个问题。
It's like the elephant in the room.
其实就好像是一个大家都不敢去提的一件事情。
There's an elephant in the room.
这很大的一个问题，但没有一个人敢说出来。
我说，在这个房间有一个大象，但是你们都想忽略这个大象。 Okay.
There's a big elephant in this room.
Yes, thank you. Yes, and the elephant is an elephant that we don't want to talk about.
这一只大象没有人想要提的。
So you try and eat your meals.
所以你就每天过正常的日子吃饭。
And have your conversations.
跟大家聊天在教会。
And pretend that there's no elephant.
就假装这只大象根本就不存在。
Well, there is an elephant in the room.
其实这只大象一直都在。
And we need to address it.
而且我们必须要正视这个问题。
And some of you brothers feel condemned today because you've fallen into the sin of internet pornography.
我们当中有很多弟兄觉得被定罪，正是因为我们沉沦在这个网络的色情当中。
But what God wants you to know today is that you're not condemned.
神要你知道的，透过这个经文，是你并没有被定罪。
That you are forgiven.
你已经被赦免了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And I praise the Lord that you've opened up to me, so when you're tempted, I can pray for you.
我赞美神，因为你愿意敞开你的心向我分享，这样我可以替你祷告。
And I praise the Lord that you've been there for me.
我赞美神，因为你也在那里支持我。
And when I'm tempted, I'll tell you exactly what I do.
当我备受试探的时候，我告诉你我怎么做。
I get on Facebook Messenger.
我就上这个脸书的。
And I text you. Many of you.
我就传简讯给很多在座的弟兄。
And I say, pray for me.
我就说，请你为我祷告。
And that's what I expect you all to start doing.
所以我期待，我希望，我鼓励弟兄能够这样子一起跟我一起做。
Humble yourself.
能够谦卑你自己。
Be willing to share your struggles with others.
愿意跟彼此来分享你挣扎的地方。
Before you sin.
在你还没有传简讯之前。
Thank God my cell phone is password protected.
你只要谢谢你的手机是有密码保护的。
For your sake.
是为了你的好处。
And for my sake.
其实也是为牧师的好处。
But my point is allow this device to be an instrument of furthering your holiness rather than an instrument of leading you into sin.
我想要说的是让手机这个科技3C产品是成为我们的祝福而不是引诱我们犯罪。
But you know, there's another reason today why some of you feel condemned. It's not simply because of your sin. It's because of your temptations. It's not because of the things you've fallen into. It's simply because you have the thoughts in your head.
Now,
I can relate to that.
那我非常能够了解这是什么?
There was a time in my life before I encountered Romans when I was in college.
我还没有深深体会罗马书第八章的时候，我在大学的时候。
And because of some of the temptations that were flying around in my head, I thought, there's no way I could be a Christian and have these kinds of thoughts.
当时呢，因为我头脑里面就有许多不同的诱惑，我就在想说，我是基督徒，我怎么可能会有这些想法呢？
Well, you know what?
但你知道什么吗？
You can't control whether or not the birds fly around your head.
你没有办法选择到底这些想法，这些小鸟会不会在你头上一直飞。
But you can control whether or not they make a nest in your hair.
但你可以决定它愿不愿意在你的头上筑窝。
That's my point.
这就是我想要说的。
The scripture says that even Jesus was tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin.
圣经说，连耶稣也都受诱惑。
And that Jesus understands your temptations.
所以耶稣他也能够了解我们的经历。
And that Jesus stands ready to help and give grace and mercy to help in time of need.
所以耶稣他已经预备好了，能够伸出手来帮助我们，当我们需要的时候。
But some of you today, you feel condemned not because of your sin.
很多人也许在座的并不是因为犯了罪。
Some of you feel condemned not because of your temptations.
也并不是这些诱惑的一些想法。
Some of you feel condemned because of your shame.
我们还有人会觉得被定罪是因为我们觉得很羞耻。
You didn't live up to the standard that others expected of you.
我们觉得羞愧，因为我们觉得我们没有办法活到别人在我们身上所期待的。
You didn't sin, you simply made a mistake.
我们没有犯罪，我们只是犯错。
Now I can certainly relate to this.
那我其实非常能够了解这个心态。
I went to college at a professional music school.
我上的大学是一个音乐学院。
And that's where I met my wife, Evie.
我也是在那个音乐学院认识我太太Evie。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
But when I went to the Eastman School of Music, I was a trumpet major.
我在Eastman音乐学院的时候，我主修的是小喇叭。
And I really struggled with performance anxiety.
所以我当时呢，其实非常挣扎在台上表演，对我来讲是很怯场，我很容易怯场。
And I'd really struggle with kicking myself if I messed up an audition or something.
要是我每一次去试吹的时候，要是我犯了错，我就很难原谅我自己。
And do you want to know what memory haunts me till today?
你知道有什么回忆是到现在我还是挥之不去的吗？
It's a memory I have from my sophomore year.
这个回忆是在我大二的时候。
That was 1980.
1980年。
It was October.
10月的时候。
It was an orchestra concert.
其实是在一个乐团里面，乐队。
And I was playing principal trumpet on a piece that you might have heard. It's Prokofiev's Lieutenant Kiji.
所以我吹的这一首，我其实是第一首的小喇叭，然后我吹的这一首是俄罗斯击节中尉这首歌。
That was awesome.
I looked it up.
Okay, so, and at the beginning of the song, it opens with a gorgeous trumpet solo, and I'm the only person in the whole orchestra playing.
在一开始开场的时候，我是唯一的小喇叭在独奏。
National Public Radio live broadcast.
这个公共，它是现场直播的。
And we had a three-hour rehearsal before the concert.
我们在现场直播之前，我们有三个小时，我们已经预演了一次了。
And the song says, "I left my heart in San Francisco."
所以那首歌是说我把我的心留在旧金山。
But I tell you, I left my best performance in that rehearsal.
所以有一首歌是说我把我的心留在旧金山，然后牧师就说他现在把他的心真的是留在了那天的预演上。
So let me sing what it was supposed to sound like.
我唱给你听，这首歌应该要怎么样子。
Da 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 da. Can you translate? Okay.
You don't
right.
need me.
No need to translate. Okay. But let me tell you what I played. Da 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 da. That was wrong, people. Really wrong.
所以我吹错了一个音。
It was so wrong that now whenever I meet one of my Eastman classmates more than 30 years later,
错到什么地步呢? 是我现在都已经30几年后, 我每一次碰到我大学的同学,
they don't ask, how are you?
他们不问我说你好吗?
They don't ask, how's your wife?
他没有问说你太太好吗?
They don't ask about my kids.
他也不问我孩子好吗?
They don't ask about my 25 years of missionary service overseas.
他也不问我说我25年在中国在亚洲的这些宣教的经历。
They go, Tim, do you remember that night 30 more years ago where you went, da, 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 da.
所以他唯一提醒我问我的每一次就是把那个旧账再翻出来。
I missed one note.
我只是错了一个音而已。
On a national public radio live performance.
但是这是在一个公共电台有一个 一个现场直播的一个表演。
And that is the only thing that people ever want to talk about.
但是那唯一，这就是唯一我朋友愿意跟我提起的事。
Well, some of you today, you're not musicians.
在座很多并不是音乐家。
You can't necessarily relate to that illustration.
你也许不见得能够同理心，跟我有同理心。
But you failed a test.
但是你一定也有考不好的时候。
You've not gotten into the college you wanted to get into?
你大概进了一所你不想要进的大学。
You've known the shame of making a mistake?
你也完全能够了解犯错的感受。
And your parents never let you forget it?
或是你父母亲大概会确定你不会忘记这个事。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在说的是什么。
And because of that, some of you came here today and you feel condemned.
正因为这样, 我们当中很多人今天来这里是感觉到有很深重的罪恶感。
Well, brothers and sisters, the good news is that in spite of your sins,
但是弟兄姐妹, 这个好消息是即使这一些罪,
regardless of your temptations,
不管我们有任何的诱惑,
irrespective of your failures,
无论我们犯了什么样子的错,
great and small,
失败与否大或小,
you're not condemned.
你并没有被定罪,
because Jesus Christ was condemned for you.
因为耶稣他替我们定罪了。
You know, today our society is very, very, very polarized.
今天我们活在这社会上是两极化的社会。
We're in two different groups.
有很多都是敌对的两个族群。
We're separated by these groups.
我们因为这些族群而分裂了。
Politically, we've got Democrats on this side, Republicans on this side.
在政治上面有一个民主党在右边，一个民主党在左边，共产共和党在左右边。
Supporters of Trump, those who disagree with his policies.
那些呢,想要支持川普的,有一些人是反对他的一些政策的。
Black Lives Matter.
那些注重黑人生命的。
White supremacists.
还有那些支持白人,这个种族主义的。
And people today are wrapping their identity around whatever group that they hold to.
很多人他们自我定位,其实就只是追随着这些不同的族群。
But brothers and sisters, did you see in that first verse that actually there are two groups of people?
但是你在八章第一节这里，你有看到有两个不同族群的人吗？
But it has nothing to do with your political preference.
但是那个跟政治的族群不同。
And actually, whichever group you're in determines whether or not you're condemned before God or whether or not you're not condemned.
这唯一的两个族群其实是跟 决定于你有没有定罪。
But there is one group of people that I pray that all of you are in that can know for sure that you're not condemned.
这两个族群在第一节里面，我深切的祷告，希望我们大家都属于其中的一个。
No, brothers and sisters, the only identity that matters at all is whether or not you are in Christ Jesus or not in Christ Jesus.
我们应该定位我们自己的身份，唯一的方式是我们是在耶稣里还是没有在耶稣里。
Because everyone's not going to be forgiven.
因为并不是每一个人都会被赦免。
The text says that there's no condemnation for those of you who are in Christ Jesus.
在这经文里面说，只有那些在耶稣里的才不被定罪。
So my question for you today is, are you in Christ Jesus?
所以我要问大家的是，你有没有在基督里？
Have you turned from trusting yourself, your own works?
你有没有转向从信靠自己，自己手所做的？
To trust the one who loves you so much that he gave up his life for you.
而转向去信靠这个为了他为了你而舍他舍掉自己生命的。
You see, brothers and sisters, if that is your identity, then you have the assurance that you're not condemned.
要是你的身份是定位在这个舍身为你的基督里的话，你就不被定罪。
But notice that our passage doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with forgiveness.
但是请大家注意，这个赦免并没有只是止于在定罪并不止于在赦免。
It doesn't stop with answering the question of how can I be forgiven.
我们的答案也不是只是在回答我们怎么样子被赦免而已。
No, our text answers that more important second question.
这经文回答我们第二个重要的问题。
How can I change?
那我要怎么改变呢？
It tells us how we can change.
所以它圣经就告诉我们要怎么如何改变。
It tells us in verses 2 to 4 that there's two laws.
就告诉我们第二节到第四节有两个律法。
There's a law with a capital L.
其中一个是英文有个大写的律法。
It's the law that God gave to Moses.
这个律法是旧约神颁给摩西的律法。
But it's a law that can't ultimately help you.
但这个律法呢，它始终是没有办法帮助我们的。
No, the only thing the law can do is it can show you your sin.
这个律法，旧约的律法，它唯一能做的只是彰显我们的罪恶。
But there's another law.
但是还有另外一个律法。
It's a principle of power.
这个律法其实是跟能力有关。
It's what Paul talks about in verse 2. It's the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
这个律法其实是在第二节保罗说圣灵里的律是在基督耶稣里释放。
Now that law,
这一个律法呢,
and that principle,
这一个原则,
has set you free not simply from condemnation,
它不是只是释放我们从定罪中释放我们。
It sets you free from the principle of sin and death.
它让我们从罪恶和死亡中赦免出来，释放了我们。
Because verse 3 says, For what the law with a capital L could not do, weak as it was to the flesh, God did.
但是第三节又说，这旧约的这个律法，它没有办法释放，它只是因肉体软弱。
Sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh.
所以是透过了耶稣这一个律法，他才能够为我们定赦免我们的罪。
Do you see the amazing thing that that passage is saying?
所以你看到这经文所指出奇妙的一点吗？
It's not just that Jesus Christ was condemned for you when he died on the cross.
这并不是只是说耶稣为了我们而赦免，他上了十字架。
It's that Jesus Christ was condemned so that sin might be condemned so that you might walk free.
他是在讲耶稣他被了定罪了，所以是为了这个罪而受死，我们才能够被赦免。
And so the text tells us that the reason why Jesus Christ died was not simply for your forgiveness only.
所以耶稣他的死亡并不是因为我们能够被赦免。
He died in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
第四节是讲说他上了十字架是使律法的义能够成就在我们的肉体上面，使圣灵的人身上也能够受益。
Forgiveness, as great as it is not enough.
赦免无论多么重要，但其实并不完全。
You need the power to change.
你需要有那个能力来改变。
You need the power to live a new life.
你需要有能力能够重新开始。
You need the power not to hear the law, but to allow the Holy Spirit to work out God's requirement in your life.
我们需要一个律法，不是只是请听神的教导，而是能够重新翻转，使我们能够活出这个律法。
And that's what we celebrate as we think about a new year.
这就是我希望我们在年初的时候我们能够一起思考的。
That's what we celebrate when we think of our New Year's resolutions.
当我们一起来庆祝一个新的年的时候，我们能够一起来下定一个心志。
We think not about our accomplishments.
我们立志不是为了要想我们成就了什么。
You think not about your aspirations.
不是要想我们未来期盼的是什么。
You think about our Savior.
我们要立志是能够定睛在我们救主耶稣身上。
And you know the amazing thing about these verses, Romans 8, 1 through 4?
你知道罗马书一到四节这很奇妙的一点吗？
It's not something that Paul says is just true for a few of you.
并不是保罗说是只关乎我们当中几位而已。
He says us.
他是说我们。
Verse 4, in order that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us.
第四节是说, 这律法是为了要成就在我们的身上。
This passage is not just for super Christians.
不是, 这个律法并不是只是为那个超级的基督徒而设定的。
It's not just for pastors.
也不是只是为牧师设定的。
It's not just for missionaries.
也不是只是为这个宣教士设定的。
It's for every single believer in this room.
这是为了我们在座的每一个信上帝的人。
The gift of Christ. The gift of forgiveness. The gift of the power of the Holy Spirit in your life. So that you live the way God wants you to live. Brothers and sisters, I got to be honest with you.
弟兄姐妹,
I've been here long enough to realize what some of the problems are that we deal with.
我想我在这边已经足够的时间能够知道到底我们教会的一些问题所在。
I already mentioned one of the problems.
我已经说了其中一个问题。
But there's another problem.
我还有观察到另外一个问题。
There is an even bigger problem.
这个是一个更大的问题。
And it has a direct relationship to these verses, verses 2, 3, and 4.
这个问题跟罗马书这8章1到4节有直接的关系。
And that problem is that the way we think about the Christian life, the way we think about Christian obedience,
这个问题是当我们怎么去正视基督徒的生活，基督徒能够遵从神的旨意的生活。
We think about it as trying to do good, trying to be better, trying with all of our strength.
我们看待基督徒生活的态度是我们要靠自己的力量去试着活出这个生命。
That's not the gospel.
但这并不是
The gospel is realizing what Christ has done.
福音的意义是我们能够体会耶稣为了我们做了什么。
What the law could not do, God did.
旧约的律法没有办法成就的，耶稣他成就了。
And faith for you and faith for me doesn't mean trying harder.
所以信心对我们来的意义并不是靠我们的力量去成就什么。
It means trusting more fully.
它的意义其实是要我们全权的信靠上帝。
Trusting Jesus.
信靠耶稣,
trusting His offering.
要信靠他能够为我们所成就的,
trusting His power at work in our lives.
信靠他的大能已经在我们的生命当中运行,
That's the gospel.
这才是福音,
forgiveness.
赦免,
and power to live a new life.
还有是有这个能力能够重新活出神的生命。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
For giving your life as an offering for us.
谢谢你将你的生命献上当活祭。
We pray that your forgiveness would ring true in our hearts today.
我们求你，当你的赦免能够真的，能够触碰到我们的生命。
And we pray that the power of your Spirit would be inside of us.
我们求你，让你圣灵的能力能够进驻到我们的生命里。
That we would be the people that you've made us to be.
让我们真成为你。
And so we look to Jesus.
所以我们定睛在耶稣身上,
and we praise Jesus.
我们要赞美耶稣,
and we even pray in His name.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告,
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.